From Maharajas to Maharascals, what have they done to India? It was the late President John F. Kennedy who once said, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." When I returned to India in 1975, after being away in America for 5 years, I was disoriented at seeing the enormous crowd waiting outside New Delhi's Palam Airport, and my first thought was, could there be a revolution in this country? Those thoughts return these days as scam after scam tumbles out of political closets and we see India being looted by Maharascals of every political hue. Our supposedly honest Prime Minister Manmohan Singh may not have sticky fingers, but he is fast losing his credibility over the Colgate scam and so many other scams. In the bygone era of India's Maharajas, each regal state had only one ruler who could loot the treasury. Today, India has an entire political and bureaucratic class of Maharascals spread all across the nation and beyond with their greedy hands in the till. Author and journalist M.J. Akbar, in one of his recent columns, writes that in its search for change, India has opted for insurrection as its primary instrument rather than revolution. He says, an insurrection builds momentum in bursts and ebbs from the surface during fallow spells. This can easily mislead an establishment, which quickly tends to believe that it has either managed to defeat or purchase a passing upsurge. But such ash is not dead. Its spirit smoulders, waiting for the moment to resurrect, says Akbar. It remains to be seen whether India succumbs to insurrections. But what is certain is that our politicians have so indoctrinated the country with divisive ideologies that they can strategically pull strings whenever they want to achieve their self-seeking objectives. The sectarian demon is always lurking in India and appears to be resurfacing with the 2014 Lok Sabha elections looming. Will 2014 see the return of the fundamentalist Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, the RSS, backed Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP? Indians are easily goaded by their politicians to think along caste and religious lines. We are oblivious to what is going on in countries like Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, and Lebanon. What will it take for us to understand that urban civil war is one of the worst catastrophes that any country can inflict on itself? When we Indians self-identify as Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Sikh, etc., that is not an indication of what we believe. It is only an indication of which community we belong to. The fact is, India's religious sects function as ethnicities, just as they do in the Middle East, Northern Ireland, and the former Yugoslavia. Each sect has a history, a culture, aspirations, and fears, about who are its allies and enemies. Indians may pretend not to carry that baggage by claiming to be secular, but during communal riots in the country, we all know the dangers of belonging to any one of those groups, and safety is probably available only within the confines of the sect we belong to. Living in a never-ending rat race, Indians do not realize or are not willing to admit the extent to which they have been corrupted. Brainwashed by notions of superior caste, religion, status, etc. Probably more than anything else, this is the national outlook that plays into the hands of our Maharascal netas, our leaders, who manipulate us like puppets on a string. If the BJP has imbibed the sometimes you win, sometimes you learn rule, it could be interesting to see what they have in store for the country if they return to power. But so far, what we have been getting from Sri Narendra Modi and company are not so subtle hints that Hindutva's danda is still a polarizing force to be reckoned with. Criticizing Gujarat's Chief Minister Narendra Modi, who is the BJP's Prime Minister aspirant, Union Rural Development Minister Jairam Ramesh stated, "We are facing the RSS and not the BJP. There is a very deliberate attempt to polarize the 2014 elections under Modi and create an atmosphere of fear. Governance is a mukota, a mask," Ramesh pointed out. "The Congress is confident somehow that people will see through Narendra Modi's game of using governance as a cover for communal mobilization. Modi is a giant balloon that will burst sooner rather than later when people separate myth from reality," added Ramesh. Rajya Sabha Chairperson Hamid Ansari's recent comments about our politicians is proof of what goes on in India's parliament. He noted, "Every single rule, every single etiquette is being violated. If the honourable members wish the House to become a federation of anarchists, then it's a different thing." He was being tactful, observing parliamentary propriety while telling us about the kind of people into whose hands the country has fallen. So what awaits us in the future? More anarchy? A revolution? Or Ram Rajya? Perhaps in 2014 we will know. Till next time, this is Frank Raj. Taal se taal mila.